The No Child Left Behind legislation has brought some needed improvements in student performance, but at the same time, there have been a lot of unintended problems created by the legislation. And frankly, these problems revolve around the fact that the federal government is increasingly stepping into the role as a national school board, creating cookie-cutter solutions and mandates on the states that just don't work. We need to remember that local education decisions are the best. Idaho educators, parents, and administrators have consistently told me that many of the provisions in the original legislation simply don't account for specific challenges faced by states like Idaho. That's why it's necessary to make revisions that will give Idaho and other states more flexibility to use additional measures to gauge student progress, that set up more rational policies for tutoring and other supplemental services, and that will make it easier for students with disabilities or language difficulties to be fairly tested and assessed, and frankly, to ensure that schools have the special education teachers they need to help their students. We all want to have our children receive the best education possible, and I'm going to continue to push for reasonable, realistic improvements that will benefit Idaho students as well as those throughout the nation. The bottom line here is that our state and local school boards and decision makers are in the best position to be able to determine what's the best policy for Idaho's kids. And we don't need the federal government becoming a national school board.